Voter suppression was what opponents of SB 1 said about the new Texas election law. Republican supporters denied it. But now we're living with SB 1, and voting will soon begin for the primaries. TPR's David Martin Davies reports that county election officials say they're being suppressed, keeping them from promoting mail-in voting.
Recently, Bexar County Elections Administrator Jackie Callinan explained the situation to the commissioner's court. The Omicron COVID surge is already making the March 1st primary a challenge. Many election judges and poll staff may not show up because of the virus.
Some of them are calling us and saying the spouse has it, the grandchildren have it. They have to wait and see.
Also, some regular polling sites are now being used for COVID testing.
Because it's testing where people would be coming in with active cases. They're debating whether we should be asking voters to come into a place and stand literally, 10 feet away from potentially.
Governor Greg Abbott has made masking optional at polling sites, but making matters even worse is the new Texas election law, SB 1. It makes it harder for eligible voters to vote from home. Getting a mail-in ballot application is now more difficult, and filling it out is more complicated.
Yesterday, we received about 80 mail ballot applications. 42 of those did not fulfill the new requirements, so we have to reject those.
Writing in the applicant's voter ID number is now required, which can be the Texas driver's license number or social security number. But if their voter registration form doesn't include that information, then that ballot application is rejected. And another issue is county election officials are now banned from offering mail-in ballot applications or promoting mail-in voting. Chris Davis is the Williamson County Elections Administrator.
What we can tell people is definitely being curbed. How we can promote legal forms of voting is definitely being, for lack of a better term, abridged by this law. No question.
Under SB 1, if an election official promotes voting by mail, they face a state felony with up to 2 years in prison. But others can send out unsolicited vote-by-mail applications, including candidates, political parties, and voting activists, just not a county official.
It's odd. I dare say it's hypocritical.
Davis said counties can post a link to a PDF of the mail-in ballot application on their webpage, and they can share that link on social media.
That's about the limit of what we can do.
These new restrictions on vote-by-mail serve no useful purpose.
James Slattery is the senior staff attorney for the Texas Civil Rights Project.
If you are elderly, this makes it harder for you to get a vote-by-mail. If you are a disabled voter, this will make it harder for you to get a vote-by-mail application.
Slattery says blocking counties from promoting voting by mail does nothing to improve election security. He says the law was written to reduce voter turnout in Harris County, the state's most populous county and a Democratic stronghold.
They sent vote-by-mail applications to every registered voter in the county, and it caused state leadership to go berserk.
To counter the state's suppression of vote-by-mail, pro-democracy groups like the League of Women Voters of Texas are looking to take up the slack. Grace Germain is the league's president.
So voters just need to step up, get online, I guess, or contact their local League of Women Voters, get that new vote-by-mail application.
The deadline to submit a vote-by-mail application to vote in the March primaries is February 18th, but Germain says with all of the confusion and rejection of applications, people should not wait. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.